Wow, I can feel the anointing of God. Whoo, this morning. Whoa. Wow. Praise the Lord. Well, I have an awesome Sunday humor this morning. I told Lois and Marilyn it was about them. Actually. Okay. One day, God was looking down on earth and he saw all the rascally people and their behavior and all that was going on. So he called one of his angels and he sent the angel to the earth for a time. And when he returned, he told God, yes, it's bad. 95% are misbehaving and only 5% are not. God thought for a moment and said, maybe I'd better send down a second angel to get another opinion. So God called another angel. When the angel returned, he went to God and said, yes, it's true. The earth is in decline. 75% are misbehaving and 5% are not. God was not pleased. So he decided to email the 5% that were good because he wanted to encourage them and give them a little something to help them keep going. So my question to you this morning, do you know what the email said? Okay, I was just wondering because I didn't get an email either. So what's that tell you, huh? Okay. God is so good. God is so good. This message probably isn't going to be real long unless the Holy Spirit puts something else on me this morning. But this is Memorial Weekend, and tomorrow is Memorial Day. But somebody sent or put this on Facebook, and I really, really caught my eye. And what it said at the caption on the top was, there is a difference. Now, some of you on Facebook probably have seen this. And what it's saying is, there is a difference between Armed Forces Day, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day. And the differences are this. Armed Forces Day is for those who currently wear the uniform. Veterans Day is for those who used to wear the uniform. And then Memorial Day, for those who never made it out of their uniform. Amen. So today, we want to remember all those who have joined in that sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice of fighting for our freedom, and not only that, for peace and for justice. So we give thanks today to those men and women who were brave, who went in the front lines. This week, as I was listening to my favorite Christian station, they talked about Normandy and how the men just, fear was not even in their vocabulary. They just moved ahead, knowing there was a good possibility that they weren't going home. But they knew that they were there for a cause. They knew that they were going to fight for their country, and they gave their all. So we give thanks again for these men and women, for their bravery. And because of that, we have peace and we have harmony. And because of their love for this country, we can experience on a daily basis what it's like to be free. So again, this weekend is Memorial Weekend. And for some, Memorial Weekend is a long-awaited three-day weekend. And it's time to get the grill out, time to fire up the grill, or it's time to open up the pool. And it's time to get together with families and friends. And it's the official weekend that, what, begins summer. It's time to get the deck furniture out. And it's time to get the swimsuits out. But along with the sunsuit swimsuits is the mosquitoes and the humidity, right? So as exciting as all of this other sounds, minus the mosquitoes and the humidity, we know that Memorial Day is more than just about hamburgers and pools and beaches and parties. Memorial Day marks a day of sacrifice. You know, it's a reminder of those that paid the ultimate price in service to our nation, our country, those who have given the sacrifice of their lives. And the thing is, there are families today that it's a sad day for them because they've lost someone that fought in battle. So to them, it's a sad day. So I want us today to slow down. Slow down and start reflecting on those who paid the ultimate price, the cost that was paid by those men and women when they gave their all. You know, I believe we are in the greatest nation on this planet. Amen? We live in the greatest nation on this planet. And I'm not ashamed to salute the flag, or I'm not ashamed to stand there and put my hand on my heart and do the Pledge of Allegiance. We are not just a great nation of natural resources. We are a great nation because we are founded on biblical principles, and that this nation was based on God's word. It's a nation under God. You know, in John 15:13, it says, "Great love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend." Jesus showed us his love by giving of himself in our place. Jesus didn't just tell us that he loved us. He showed us how much he loved us. I have a picture. I actually don't have it up right now, but it talks about how much do you love me, Lord? And is it this much, Lord? Is it this much, Lord? And Jesus replies and he says, "No, I loved you this much." When you see that, you know that there's no other words to be said, because he gave his all. Jesus was made an offering. Listen to that. He was an offering for our sins. An offering. A sacrificial offering for our sins. The sins of the whole world, from the beginning of time to the end of time. And because of his sacrifice, we have what? Salvation. We have eternity. We have not only that, we have favor. We have blessing. And we're never alone. He is always with us. He has sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. How many of us, let's say you put something down, so let's say it's your car keys, and you got to have them. How many of you say, "Holy Spirit, would you show me where those keys are?" Or, "Holy Spirit, what was that person's name again? What was that person's name again?" If you ask him, he will bring you. The other day when I was packing, I had a black marker marking down everything. You know, this box goes to the kitchen, this box goes here. And you think I could find that black marker? I don't know what I did with it. Guess what? I found it this morning in my makeup bag. I must have thought I was needing it for my eyebrows. I don't know. But the thing is this, you know, at the time I go, "Lord, I don't know what I did with that marker, and I sure could use it. Could you help me find it?" And sure enough, this morning, I laughed because it was just like, how did it get there? But the thing is, it's those little things that concern us. They're big to us, And when we think it's a big thing, God makes it a big thing too. That's why he said to Jesus, when you ascend into heaven, I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you accept the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit, he goes with you wherever you go, in the deepest valleys, to the highest mountains. He's there to go through your times of sorrow with you, and your grief, your loneliness, your fear, your doubt. But then when you're up on the mountain, he's there to celebrate with you as well. And that's what he did when he sent the Comforter, so that we would never feel like we were alone. And during this time today, these families that have lost a loved one to war and fought for our freedom, we know the Holy Spirit, if they know Jesus is their Lord and Savior, that the Holy Spirit comforts them today. But let me tell you this. When those men and women died, and they were in that front line, the Holy Spirit was with them. God was with them. Gave them the courage. Gave them the wisdom. Gave them the boldness to just keep going. Because they knew that they knew that what they were fighting for was a good cause, number one. Number two, they were fighting, and if they were to die, they were dying for a good cause, and they knew where they were going. They knew, doesn't it say in the word, you know, it's far better to be with the Lord. But until our time comes, we have a task to do. We have a task. We have a purpose. And that's what God has called this particular family of God to do in this community, is to be a light in the darkness, number one. Number two, to give your all, to love. I don't think you guys are so used to being who you are that you don't even see sometimes the love that just flows out of you. It is remarkable. There's so much love and compassion in you for people that you give and you give and you give. And it's not so much material things. It's just, you just love on people. You're there to just open your hearts to them and allow them to feel comfortable to open their hearts to you. And you never judge. And that's what a gift that God has put in all of you today. So in a way, you're sacrificing too. You're on the front lines too. Because sometimes it's real hard to really open yourself up. Because sometimes when we open ourselves up too much, we're afraid we're going to get hurt. But you don't. All of you, this church family, you really open your hearts up and you really are there to do what God's called you to do. So, in a world that is still torn and broken, we declare and we pray that Jesus is Lord, and that hope overcomes despair, and that joy overcomes sorrow and hopelessness, that peace overcomes hostility, and love overcomes hate. And it's because those things are possible because of the tomb, a promise of eternity emerged in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Grace is poured out into our hearts because of that. God's grace. We're not to keep that grace bottled up in us. That love, that joy, that peace. We're not to keep that bottled up in here. It was given to us as a gift. from that gift, were to give it to others. It was a song I used to do with my kids years and 20 years ago. It was called The Gift Goes On, from the Father to the Son, from the Son to the Spirit, to us. And that's what we're to do. With those gifts that we've been given, we're to give to others and touch others. Grace is poured out into our hearts for all those who suffer, mourn, and grieve, especially today. So, Lord, we lift our hearts to you. We open our hearts to you. And yes, today is a great day to celebrate, and tomorrow is a great day to celebrate by cooking out with picnics, swimming, and outdoor games and family gatherings. But let us remember those who paid the ultimate price so that we could do just that, be together. Lord, we pray that you will help us always to be grateful for the sacrifice that has been made by men and women so that we can have the United States of America be the land of the free. May it always remain so. In Jesus' precious holy name, we pray. Amen. Okay. We're going